And now, Mary Hopkin for Coca-Cola. Yeah.
I grabbed it first.
A newborn king to
you
see.
You know, I really didn't have any effect of that supposed hallucinogen. I think there's another... weaknesses and vulnerabilities and miseries and, you know, beg our forgiveness or our advice or
ultimate challenge
wisdom. Okay. Well, people are perhaps people. Perhaps people are afraid, dear, that you're being too aggressive, and that the people are afraid if they call, they'll be chewed up and spat up.
Like that.
Yeah. See, as soon as anyone calls the show, it's like,
we own you.
And the whole crowd, 600,000, stands up. And the whole crowd, 600,000.
Come on, come on, you.
And the whole crowd. And that's the way it's going to be in football games from now on. Winners, that's the way it's going to be. That's effectively what they do anyway. They do these big dances.
I've never before played.
That's if they let the frats run wild. Then you would have cheers like, "You can suck a cocks." They would never let the frats go that crazy. That was the best football cheer. Was the Harvard cheer when they were losing? That's all right. That's okay. You'll be working for us someday. That's all right. But they prohibited that cheer from being said. It's considered to be racist or elitist. That's what they would do. But of course, you know, Harvard didn't really excel in athletics. Except with Jim Thorpe, the one. Not Jim Thorpe, but. Yeah.
What do they look like?
Well, Notre Dame. Not Jim Thorpe, but. Was. Jim Thorpe. All I really want to do. You know, don't forget him. Half Indian, half breed. First American, Indian, Native American, Olympic medical winner, medal winner who was unjustly taken away from him because of a shameful, trumped up charge of taking a $20 bet. And was blown up because it made him lose his medal. But he went on to gridiron success. I think him and Bronco Nagurski were really the big football heroes of the 20s. Yeah, as far as I can tell.
That cheeseburger,
yeah. You know, that doesn't really do anything for me at all. You can say the word cheeseburger 100 times, and I don't get hungry.
That doesn't really do anything for me at all.
To be honest.
You can say the word cheeseburger 100 times, and I don't get hungry.
I don't care. Go ahead.
Cheeseburger.
Well, you get it all the time if you watch TV at all. You're constantly, you know, muting it on the commercials, but you often don't get caught. I mean, you don't do it in time. You know, muting it on the commercials, but you often don't get caught. All about food. You've got to eat this. And huge close-ups of food.
The voice of the universe speaks to the person.
Loud, of course. Much louder than the show. So you have to have a new why is this so
cheeseburger huge?
Potato salad. You know, I like to have a spear of pickle. You know, sometimes they put it under the bun. Sometimes with a big wad of mayo. I go light on the mayo, frankly. Sometimes they put kind of a health nut, you know, and all back to nature kind of guy. You know, I take wheat toast. Always. So, you know, right there that I'm not a climate denier. Everything about that I'm not a climate denier. Whole wheat toast. Low fat. Whole cream cheese. Low fat and sardines. Whole cream cheese.
I do not want that cheeseburger.
Tristan is older.
I do not want that cheeseburger.
Tristan is older.
I do not want that cheeseburger.
Let's see. Tracy and Hepburn. Tristan is older. These are the great couplings.
Those fries give you gas.
Here. As well as those monstrous creatures that
have my
are born into a world.
Because Gorgar
cannot, yes, Borgar. A world that cannot be known.
Classical poetry.
The world of Borgar is dark. And
Gortar is the first and only talking pinball.
Your drink, desiring not to.
Gortar's
given life and breath.
See, that was what the sound is, actually, if you really do literally bore. You know, you just bore. You know, it's the sound of boring through earth. You know, boring machines, like they built the New York subway system. They are creatures. Giant, boring machines. With, I guess, diamond-tipped and steel spinning drills would actually bore a hole in the rock in order to fit the New York subway system into it. And people said then, wow, that is boring. In fact, yes, it was.
Or some ugly in English.
The mighty words of Borgard.
Actually, the the caller is still on.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is this show about? I've been on this show now for 38 minutes and 46 seconds. Since I've called, there's been a lot of changes made. There's been a lot of stuff that's happened.
Throughout the pinball world.
And I sometimes don't know where the rules are. I don't know where the boundaries are.
In the two great operatic monsters.
And I don't know. I hear about monsters, but it's like scary, but you don't really know where anything's coming from, so I guess things are okay.
I know that.
Yeah, you know, people are talking, they're like walking around. I don't know, everybody seems to be okay. That was basically the mood of all those talking head songs. I'm okay.
It's too vital to the radio.
I'm okay. Everything's okay. I'm okay. Yeah.
And the message.
The girls are mad.
And clear.
The girls are scared.
It's so disgusting.
The sound will drop.
Pop. To reproduce, Man Ray is human.
Oh, disgusting.
The sound will drop.
Pop. To reproduce, Man Ray is human.
The sound will drop.
Pop. The sound will drop. Reproduce, Man Ray.
Show must go. Sorry.
Luke Skywalker!
Do that conga.
Tough,
dirty buckaroos.
Here's a boy, says he's a lunatic.
Equipped to stand against any foe. Where the hell are the foes, though? There was no foes.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free.
And that's when I took my pants off and I puked into the underpants of the vice president. And didn't I puke inside the left anus? Because I hated your pee. Yeah, exactly. What he said.
That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
I know.
And stashed behind your couch.
Behind the damn couch. It's underneath the table. All over the damn floor. You'd think that, you know, he would pee somewhere else, you know. But that's Radio Valencia, man. People go where they want. And they mean that literally.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, that hey, was it. Okay. Yep, that's yep. it.
What about the girl?
Well, we'll be killed, but...
What about girl? What about the girl, though?
Well...
We're going to get french fries and cheeseburgers.
4 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, good.
I'm tired, but I'm tired. You guys just leave. I'm going to stay here with the show. There's time if you want to jump.
Oh, sure.
If you just want to jump, you can save yourself. There's still time.
You want to run?
I'll steer the show away from you.
Yeah. Well, we have to run is the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then fly out the house.
And they have to run.
And hit your rocket pack as soon as you fly out the house.
Yeah.
I'll steer the show in the other direction as it explodes. When I go down like a supernova.
Exactly. But going in the right direction away from humanity to save the planet. Well, I wonder what our caller thinks of it. He, she, or it has been on for 50 minutes and 31 seconds.
This is K-Rob.
And all in all, it's been a fantastic evening because how many radio shows do you get full time of reverb, full on, you know, reverb plus echo, or whatever the distinction is. You get the full on space voice, like you really are a cool dude. Space voice. Well, there he's using it very, very lightly now, but he could. He knows how to make me sound incredibly cool. But he's pulling back right now with his special effects. He's pulling back.
They wave in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because his effects. They're like flocks of geese. They're flying overhead, and they because you can't even tell when they're going to happen. It's just going to happen. Flying overhead. In fact, it does seem to come from this other room. Yeah. But well, that's because I don't have these on. But you, the show. No one. There's no more show, right? Is that true? Because. Well, I think there's still show. I think that sound still travels through time and space, and that signal travels through that I sent from here back to the control room at Radio Valencia.
are being received as should be.
Sort of started going downhill after I moved away from home.
That is 18 minutes until loss. People will really have to go to space. Especially if any of this business of getting to Mars in, you know, under 3 years is possible.
I wasn't looking after myself.
But if you waited, maybe it'd come down to 2 years.
I wasn't looking after myself.
Three more reasons. Obviously. It'd be a tough time for those individuals. But imagine, can you imagine if you were the first person to not only go to Mars, arrive on Mars, and stand on Mars, who would have been on Mars? And then come back to the Earth. That would be a hero of glorious proportions, to put it mildly. You would be the Neil Armstrong of moon race. That would be hard, though. I think that could very well be a suicide mission, a one-way ticket. Don't you think? The first trip to Mars, it
doesn't.
You won't be able to sell it, unless you think people will get back.
Empty all the asteroids in the chip bowl.
You know, try to set up a station, you know, with people cycling through like they do with the space station, you know, with is there the traffic? Will the traffic hold? Can we not hear that?
It'll be the Gungan crowning.
Why does he always hear that?
It'll be the Gungan.
Oh, we're not on mic anymore. Oh, no. I don't know. We're not on mic anymore. Oh, no. This has really been a great experience as a phone user. This goes to show that as a phone user, even my phone works to some degree. That's cheap and small. Good night to Radio Valencia from your adoring listeners. Getting a rustling time. Let's bring in the little ones. Bring them all back to the barn. They'll be warm.
That is the thing about the present, Emily Prime. You only appreciate it when it is the past.
On the Oldies Channel, Radio Valencia.
I harvested his memories, and they still bring me happiness.
KVAL Mission.
A rainbow.
Our station for news and information.
Great.
RV.com. Is that what it is? RV.com? No. It's RadioValencia.com. See, that's why there's not more people, because it's too long a name. Why did I pick the name Michael Pepe at Gmail? It's actually 12 letters that I have to do over and over and over and over for the rest of my life. I should have just said MP or something. Or MP, PEP, or, you know, whatever I could get away with. But no,
Life is no meaning. And life has no meaning. Yep. Because Google took it away.